The collapsed economy is probably a contributing factor for any spike in an area's homeless population. This year, there's something else that drove Hillsborough's number from around 9,500 2 years ago to nearly 18,000 this year. Homeless Coalition CEO Remy Knuckles said the difference is due to a broadening of the definition of homelessness.
If a family member or an individual lost their job and had to move out of their house or was foreclosed on or moved out of an apartment and moved in with another family member and can't afford a place on their own, that's considered doubled up and they're considered homeless.
Knuckles said even with the expanded definition, the coalition's estimate was well below the actual count.
I'm truly shocked at the dramatic increase. We weren't even projecting that in the office. We were projecting a much lower number.
According to the count, more than 10,000 respondents are doubled up. This category includes those living in hotel rooms, sleeping on a friend's couch, or even moving back in with their parents. Meanwhile, the count found 7,336 people living in the streets throughout Hillsborough County. 65% of homeless persons surveyed reported having a source of income. Knuckles said factors like cost of living make it difficult for some individuals and families to make it on their own.
It's just the fact that they can't afford a unit in the community on their own. And it's simply because many people in this community are underemployed.
23% of those surveyed are minors. Knuckles said families often become homeless when things like a sick child's medical expenses eat up a household income.
A medical issue comes up with a child, and it takes all of their savings, or it may take their whole check.
Since the economy took a nosedive, panhandling has become a front and center issue throughout the Tampa Bay area. St. Petersburg and Hillsborough County have banned the practice. Tampa has gone back and forth on the issue, and city officials plan to take it up at a June 16th workshop. 7% of homeless count respondents listed panhandling as a source of income. This is the first time in the count's history that the survey contained that question. Knuckles said this shows that people will go to great lengths to meet their basic needs.
There are so many families and individuals that are out there who are in need. People, it's difficult for them to find jobs. And if they're underemployed and they can't pay their rent, they're going to go to any extreme necessary to meet their needs of their family.
Nearly 300 volunteers carried out the homeless count, which took place over a 24-hour period on January 27th. Many went out into the streets and encampments. Others took down stats at a phone bank via the homeless count hotline. The coalition admitted that it's difficult to know how accurate the count is, given the project's limited scope. Jean Gaylord of Mary Martha House, a facility serving South Hillsborough, helped out in Wymama, Ruskin, and parts of Gibsonton. She said it wasn't always easy to catch people who left their campsites during the day.
We, you know, did see like mattresses, food packages that was still new and maybe just unwrapped, so we knew that people were living there, but we didn't get to count them.
Not all individuals asked to participate actually do, which is another reason the coalition says there's always an undercount. Ken Selzer, housing development manager with Hillsborough's Agency for Community Treatment Services, worked the phone bank. He said in years when he went out in the field, he found that some members of the homeless population didn't want to be counted.
I talked to a gentleman who had lived in the woods out by USF for 10 years. 10 years. And he said, I'm quite content out here. He said, I just need some socks. Gave him a couple pairs of socks.
On the flip side, Salzer said, he has also found that gauging the homeless population has been made somewhat easier due to an underground communication network.
A lot of homeless people have income, and there's a great deal of communication between the homeless. They're sort of a homeless underground, believe it or not, and a lot of those folks do have phones, cell phones. So they kind of know what's going on.
The coalition conducts the homeless count every 2 years, as required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It aims to help the county determine its needs and secure funding for programs that help the homeless. Homeless Coalition CEO Remy Knuckles said there's a real threat to funding for such programs. For example, he said, the state legislature is about to lop $750,000 off Hillsborough's affordable housing development budget.
We will lose about $750,000 for development funding to develop housing. This legislative branch during this current legislative session cut a major portion of funding to local homeless coalitions that allows this the opportunity to develop new housing for homeless.
5% of respondents reported prior military service, though the coalition cites a 2010 congressional report suggesting many homeless veterans do not identify themselves as veterans when surveyed. Tomorrow, the Homeless Coalition is hosting what it's calling a stand-down, which gets its title from the Vietnam-era practice of calling troops away from the front lines for a breather. Tomorrow's stand-down invites veterans and other homeless to come get a warm meal, a medical screening, and even a haircut. It takes place at Hyde Park United Methodist Church at 500 Platt Street. From East Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.